This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you at AboveTopSecret.com in reply to a pod thread started by Narky titled Protectionist Nationalism versus Globalization. You made several good points there, Narky, and I would like to rebut a few of them if I can. I mean, you started out saying that the world sees the United States as a greedy, capitalist, selfish, patriotic nation. And I think that the main reason that the world sees us that way is because the United States is a greedy, capitalist, selfish, patriotic nation. We really haven't tried to hide that very much. We've kind of made it a proud point, you know, come here and you can succeed. I look at the third world nations. I look at the second world nations. And if someone tries to start a business there, then if it starts getting successful, the politicians and the police and every thug in the neighborhood is trying to tax them and stick their hands in their pockets, and they really can't succeed because there is no protection. And here in the U.S., yeah, we're greedy, capitalist, and we have protection that if you can succeed, then you can succeed. And you will be protected, you know. Sure, you might have to make some few political contributions along the way to get your legislation passed, but that's how it goes. The people that are whining about jobs being pushed overseas and the outsourcing, those people are pretty much on the fringe, and that's why it's news. That's the only reason it's news, is because it's not everyday thing. Most Americans, you know, pay no attention to it. Most of us are too busy working and trying to get somewhere with our lives. We work, we are successful. Most Americans have homes, we have families, and we're too busy getting on with living our lives to be worried too much about that. Yeah, people do complain about the immigrants, they do complain about the outsourcing, but it's the lunatic fringe groups that take it to extremes that get the news, like the Minutemen down wanting to protect the Mexican border. I'm not exactly sure how much good they did or how much bad they did, but they got the news because, you know, they are out there on the fringe. You say what baffles you is America's protectionism, the idea that Americans have the sole right to production. We understand that we don't. Why do you think Walmart's one of the biggest corporations in the world? Because all the Americans shop there. We go there even though we know we're buying our underwear from China and our socks from China and my computer desk from China. We go there for the cheap prices. The sales, I mean, when Mr. Sam was alive, Sam Walton, he tried to say that campaign, you know, buy American, that Walmart was going to buy American, and prices went up and sales went down, and everybody couldn't wait for that dementia-aged old coot to retire. Oh, now, you know, every nation has its oddballs. Our oddballs go out there screaming, oh my God, our jobs are being outsourced. But, you know, they still get up the next morning and go to work. We do need immigrants here. This is an immigrant nation. You know, the only people who really don't like the immigrants that much is probably the Native Americans, who think every last one of us should have a green card, you know, because we're all immigrants. But most people, you know, I don't mind Mexicans. I don't mind the South Americans. I don't mind the people that are coming in. And yes, they are doing jobs that, quite frankly, I won't do. And I work with these people every day. They get good jobs. You know, they don't just get the crap jobs, as you want to think. They also get very, very good jobs. My lead man is from somewhere in South America. You know, well, he's not a lead man. He's a what is he? He's the an assistant supervisor in my department. Hell, I can't even remember the country he's from right now, but it's somewhere in South America. He takes 2 weeks out of the year and goes down there to visit his family. And he's got a really cool job. You know, I like working with the guy. So not all immigrants end up with crappy jobs. Some of them come up here and get very, very good jobs. You know, I was reading some documents today from the personnel department where personnel paid $1,000 just to get the clearance for a guy from India to be able to work in the United States because he's an engineer. We wanted him at our company. You know, I looked it over. He started out at $52,000 a year. You know, I was looking through his paperwork going, God damn, they paid, you know, $1,000 just to ensure his clearance into this country. And, I mean, not everybody considers immigrants, you know, a bad thing. Most Americans do not consider immigrants a bad thing. We more or less welcome them. You know, and then you brought up, enter the case of Michael Moore. Michael Moore is proof that America is a land where anyone can succeed. If that fat slob pig can become a multimillionaire, lying, distorting the truth, and just painting a picture that the whole world looks at and says, my God, America is such a horrible place. That's proof anyone can succeed here. Anyone. You know, he paints a picture of this nation as a monstrosity upon the earth. And yet he lives here, he makes his money here, and nobody's trying to shoot him. Well, there might be a few right-wingers trying to shoot him, but still, you talk about the Republicans and Democrats are the same. You're right. You're right. They are the same. They are just a different label on the same bottle of snake oil. And that's probably why we have such a low voter turnout. It doesn't matter. As long as we're succeeding, as long as we're comfortable, as long as we are able to get on with what we need to get on with, you know, that's what's important. We are not like other nations where people live in quiet desperation. We can actually go out there and make a life. We can see the things we want to see. We can look at how our culture influences the whole world and how the whole world whines about it and laugh, you know, because it's not our fault that they don't have the freedoms that they wish they had, that they wish, you know, that we have. This is getting too long. I listen to what you have to say, and I disagree with a lot of it. And I agree with a lot of it. You bought into the Michael Moore story of the people whining about jobs being shipped overseas and how Americans whine and gripe. Americans are too busy living their lives to be doing that. You know, he shows you the pictures of the oddballs, the extremists. And he has done a disservice to this country. But he can still live in this country and make a ungodly fortune doing so. And that's what makes this country great. That's why everybody is trying to get here. That's just my thoughts on the subject. Love and light, my friends. This is Whoopi out.